I'm Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Two Knoxville bowlers, Tristan Carter and Bridget Renard. And Bridget, I'll go with you first. How's things going so far this season?
Good. Our girls have really improved since last year, and we have become more of a team and helped each other than we did last year.
And Tristan, what about the boys? A little bit less experienced team, I would imagine, this year.
Yeah. Yep, it's been all right. They're just still learning and developing. I mean, for how long they've been bowling, they're doing all right for how they've been doing. So,
let's talk about your individual season so far, Tristan. Obviously, you're the number one guy and looking to get back to state as you did last year.
Yes, sir. Yep, that'd be nice. That's what I'm hoping for. I've been practicing a little bit, so we'll see what happens.
How much have you been working? I noticed when I was at the bowling meet recently, you were doing the two-handed thing and everything. How much have you think you improved from one year to the next?
Quite a little bit. I think my average has gone up about 40 pins from last year. Oh, I think my average last year was 169, and I'm right around a 220 this year, so do the math on that. And then, I don't know, I've been going to about two tournaments a week right now, so I've been hitting it pretty hard.
Bridget, what about you? How's your individual season going?
Doing all right. I mean, it's better than last year. I mean, I do leagues, I do practice, and I try to get an extra time if I can, but it's doing all right.
Looking at, some of your goals this year, Bridget, what are some end things you want to do before the season comes to an end?
Just basically try to get to state. I mean, it'd be something really cool to be able to do, and something I was really bummed about last year I didn't get to do.
Tristan, what about you? How's, obviously the goal is to get to state. Last year you said, and, Coach Renard said that maybe left some things on the table up there.
Yeah, it didn't go as hot as I planned, but it's what it is. It was last year. My one thing I want to do this year is break the individual record for single game. I think it's a 279. It's hopefully, we'll see. I don't know how many more we have to do it, but and then go to state. Hopefully, I don't know who's going to be there. We'll see, but we'll go from there.
And you have a lot of home meets. Your home is Statesman Lanes in Oskaloosa. How comfortable are you bowling there? Statesman Lanes.
My scores are not very awesome here compared to everywhere else I go. I mean, I bowl a lot in Des Moines. I was just at Jefferson. I average way better everywhere else but here. So I don't really know. We'll see what happens depending on where the qualifier's at. I'm not too worried about it. So.
Is it the lanes? Can you put your finger on what the reason for the lower scores here?
I don't really know what it is. I think it's consistency is what's lacking. But it's not. I don't think it's the house's fault. It's probably the weather or something. I don't really know, and it could be me too getting in my head. So I don't know for sure on that.
And Bridget, what about you? Are you more comfortable in Oskaloosa or somewhere else?
I'd say I'm more comfortable here. I do a lot of league here. I do league every week. We come here for practice, obviously. Most of our meets are here, so I'm more comfortable here. It takes time to get used to somewhere else, but I can do it.
And Tristan mentioned leagues and extra bowling. You kids don't get a ton of practice time together. So what do you both do to kind of keep up on your game?
So I do league, and then I obviously do high school practice. I also do any tournament that the USBC allows youth to do and just try to get into those as much as I can because it gives me extra practice during high school seasons going on.
All right, Tristan Carter, Bridget Renard, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.